بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and Him alone. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify that whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none shall bring him away from guidance. And whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to be misguided, none shall bring him back to the guidance. And we further testify with full firmness in Allah that there is no God or deity or Rabb or Ilah worthy of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and last messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you're in the state of Islam. يقول الحق في سورة الأعراف قال فبما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين. الله سبحانه وتعالى tells us in سورة الأعراف that Iblis, that the devil, that the shaitan, may Allah curse him and curse those who follow him, has said. He is speaking to Allah and telling him, because you have sent me astray, I will sit in wait for them, meaning us. I will sit in wait for them. And I will come and attack them from in front of them, and from behind them, and from their right, and from their left. And you will not find many of them who are thankful. Our khutbah for today, my brothers and sisters, is madakhil al-shaytan, the entrances of the shaytan, wal-iyadu billah, the doors that the shaytan opens for you in order to make you fall into one of the things that he wishes for you, whether it is shirk or bid'ah or al-kabair or al-saghair. And this is what our topic is about. But so that we will focus and we will not be deceived by the time, we will see that we will focus on three main aspects. أولاً العلم بأن مع كل إنسان شيطان. Knowledge and understanding and comprehending that with every human being there is a shaitan who is trying to deceive him. ثانياً مداخل الشيطان نفسها. The actual entrances or the doors that the shaitan opens for you in order to fall into one of the things that he wishes for you to fall into, whether it is shirk or kufr or any of the things that he wishes. وثالثاً إبعاد الشيطان عنا. How to keep the shaitan away from us. This is the solution. So let us begin inshaAllah, so that the time is not pulled from under our feet. And I begin by asking Allah to give us barakah in our time. قالت عائشة رضي الله عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خرج ليلا من عندها قالت فغرت عليه فجاء فرأى ما أصنع فقال ما لك يا عائشة أغرتي فقلت وما لي لا يغار مثلي على مثلك قال أو قد جاءك شيطانك قلت أو ما يا شيطان قال نعم قلت أو ما كل إنسان قال نعم قلت أو ماك أنت يا رسول الله قال نعم ولكن ربي عز وجل أعانني عليه فأسلم فلا يأمرني إلا بالخير. والحديث رواه الإمام مسلم والإمام أحمد. In the authentic hadith, which Imam Ahmad and Imam Muslim have both narrated, that Aisha radiallahu anha has said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was spending the night at her house, but she left her in the middle of the night, and then she became jealous. And when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned and saw what she was doing and the jealousy she was in, he told her, "What is wrong with you, Aisha? Have you become jealous?" So Aisha radiallahu anha looked at him and said, "How can a person like me not become jealous over a person like you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" So he looked at her and he said, "أَوَقَدْ جَاءَكِ شَيْطَانُكِ." Had your shaitan paid you a visit? Had he come to you at this time, Aisha? She said, "Do I have a shaitan with me, O Messenger of Allah?" He said, "Na'am." He said, "Yes." She said, "Does every human have a shaitan?" He said, "Yes." She said, "Do you, O Messenger of Allah, have a shaitan with you?" قَالَ نَعْمْ. He said, "Yes, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me power over him, and he has become Muslim, and now he does not order me except to do what is good and what is righteous." To do what is good and what is righteous. From this we gather that there is a shaitan who is out to push us, who is out to trip us, who is out to take us off at sirat al-mustaqim, who is trying to take us and make us deviate from the sirat, from the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for us to travel in order to enter the Jannah. Now let us focus and look into our second category, which is madakhil al-shaytan, the entrances of the shaytan. What are the doors that the shaytan opened for you? ما هي أبواب؟ ما هي الأبواب؟ What are the doors that the shaytan tries to make you enter in order to become off as-sirat al-mustaqim? The first bab, أول باب هو باب الكفر. The first door, والعياذ بالله, is the door of disbelief and shirk. The shaitan will go out of his way in order to make you a disbeliever. Look what he has done to the society outside us. All these people, the millions of people, have been led astray, and the shaitan has fulfilled some of his promise to Allah. قال Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَمَثَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ اكْفُرْ فَلَمَّا كَفَرَ قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِنْكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. In Surah Al-Hashr, verse number 16, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, like when the shaitan comes and tells the human, disbelieve in Allah. And when the human disbelieves, the shaitan moves away from him and says, "You, I am free from you. You are alone in this kufr. I am free from you." The shaitan says, for I fear Allah, the Lord of the world. لقد ذكر الإمام ابن جرير والإمام ابن كثير والإمام البغوي والإمام ابن الجوزي والإمام ابن القيم في تفسير هذه الآية قصة برصيصة. That these imams of tafsir, Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, who is titled the Imam of the Mufassirin, and Ibn Kathir, who is well known to all of us, and al-Imam al-Baghawi, and al-Imam ibn al-Jawzi, and al-Imam ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahumullahu jami'an, have all in the tafsir, in the explanation of this verse, narrated a story of a Jewish scholar named Birsifa. And I will give you the story in as concise detail as possible, but in the English language. And the story goes that there was a abid, or a servant, or a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was named Birsifa. And Birsifa was the most taqiyy, most fearful of Allah in his community. And there were three brothers who were going to fight jihad. And they had an unmarried virgin sister. And they said, "Who can take care of our sister?" So they decided to go to Birsifa, for he is the most fearful of Allah in the community. And when they came to Birsifa, he refused and said, "I will never take your sister." But then the shaitan came to him and said, "Malak, what is the problem with you? Anta aqwa khalqillah. You are the most fearful of Allah's servant in this community. What is wrong with you? Khudha, take her, and tell them to build her a house close to your house. And tell them to lock her in it, and that you will put the food under the door." And when the Rafidah had ordered them and they had finished completing the house, and they left and they went to fight jihad, the shaitan came to the Rafidah. And he told them, Ya Rafidah, you have been putting the food under the door. Why do you not knock on the door and say, As-salamu alaykum? This is a great blessing. Say As-salamu alaykum to her and greet her. And when the Rafidah complied, the shaitan at a later date came and told him, What is wrong, Rafidah, if you say As-salamu alaykum and stand in front of the door and hand her the food into her own hands? And then the shaitan, after Rafidah complied, and I do not mean to say that this is just one order and he does it. This could be over many years. Look how many years Afghanistan was fought. This could be over 10, 15, 20 years. And then the shaitan came and told him, What is wrong if you look at her? What is wrong if you say As-salamu alaykum and stand in front of the door and look at her and hand her the food? And when Rafidah did this, أَوْقَعَ الشَّيْطَانِ The shaitan caused something to fall in his heart for her. And then the shaitan came to him at a later date. And he told him, Ya Rafidah, what is wrong if you tell her about al-akhirah? ذَكَّرَهَا بِالْمِعَادِ Tell her about the day of judgment. These are all blessed things. And then the shaitan came at a later date and told him, Why do you not sit and eat with her? For she needs companionship. She has been alone for so many years. And when Rafidah complied, the shaitan came and said, Why do you not hold her hand? And then he said, Why do you not look at her more? Why do you not kiss her? And then, وَالْعَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ commit zina. مَدَاكِلُ الشَّيْطَانِ The entrances of the shaitan. And when Rafidah had committed zina with her, and she became pregnant, قَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَحْ اِفْتَضَحَ أَمْرَكُ The shaitan came to him and said, For sure everybody now knows of your great and evil deed. فَقَالَ بِرْصِيصَ وَمَا أَصْنَى What should I do? قَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ اقْتُلْهَا وَوَلَدَهَا After the zina, the shaitan said, Kill her and her child. فَلَوْ إِنْ رَجْعَ إِخْوَتَهَا لَقَتَلُوكَ For if her brothers return and see this amr, they will surely kill you. And when Bersisa had killed her and put her in the grave, the brothers came from the jihad, and they had a great wealth, and they came, and they were informed that their sister had died. And when they went to sleep that very night, the shaitan came to the three brothers, each and every one of them, and in a dream showed them what had happened. Showed them a vision of the zina, and of the death, and of the grave site where it is. And when in the morning they went, and they opened the grave, and they saw that their sister had been, somebody had committed zina with her. And she had an unborn child in her stomach. They came to the Rafidah and they told him, What have you done? And he confessed to them. And when they began to punish him, and when they began to kill him, the shaitan did not leave him. He came to him and told him, Ya Rafidah, أَنَا الَّذِي أَوْقَاكَ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهَا I'm the one who caused you to fall for her and her to fall for you. وَأَنَا الْوَاحِدِ الَّذِي يُخَلِّصُكَ مِنْهَا And I'm the only one who can save you min hadha al-amr from this evil punishment that you are going through. فَقَالَ بِرْصِيصَ وَمَاذَا تُرِيدُ What do you wish of me? قَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ اُجُّدْ لِي مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ Talk straight to me instead of Allah. فَسَجَدَ لَهُ بِرْصِيصَ الْغَبِيِّ And Bir-Sifa, who was full of ignorance at this moment, prostrated to him. And he died on the state of kufr. And then the shaitan left him and said, Inni bari'un mink. I am free of the deed you have committed. Inni akhafu Allah rabb al-alamin. For I fear Allah the Lord of the world. This are the khutuwat. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ And do not follow the footsteps of the shaitan. It is a small thing and a small thing and a small thing, but then it's great. This is the first bab al-kufr. Now let us move on quickly to the second bab. What is the second door that shaitan wishes for you to fall into? أَتَدْرُونَ مَا هُوَ Do you know what it is? هُوَ بَابُ الْبِدْعَةِ It is the door of innovation. It is the door of worshipping Allah, a worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not order His messenger to worship Him by. وَهَذَا كَلَامٌ Ibn al-Qayyim wa Kalam Ibn al-Jawzi. These are the statements of two of the greatest scholars of al-Islam. They have said that the door of bid'ah is the next door that the shaitan wishes for you to fall in. لِأَنَّ الْمُبْتَدِعَ As Imam Ibn al-Jawzi states, لِأَنَّ الْمُبْتَدِعَ مُكَذِّبٌ بُالْقُرْآنِ For the person who commits bid'ah is a person who disbelieves in the Qur'an. Because the Qur'an says, follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you are bringing something that is new. وَلِأَنَّ الْبِدْعَةِ هُوَ بَابٌ لِلْكُفْرِ وَالشِّرْكِ It is the doorway of committing kufr and shirk. And so we know what bid'ah or innovation in religion is. في الشرع, in sharia, الْبِدْعَةِ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ مُسْتَحْدَثٍ فِي الدِّينِ It is every newly invented worship of Allah in this religion. Any worship that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not worship Allah by, or nor did his Sahaba, nor did the Tabi'een, nor did the Tabi'een, it is considered a bid'ah. And we are not the people who classify it. The people we cannot stand and say this is bid'ah. The people who say this is bid'ah are the scholars. They are the ones that classify these worships. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد والحديث رواه مسلم Whoever worships a worship that does not have our order on it then it is rejected to him وقال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل خطبة وفي كل موعظة In every sermon and in every lecture and in every خطبة الجمعة he would always say إِنَّ أَصْدَقَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ Verily the best of words and the most truthful of words are the words of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهَدْيِ هَدْيُ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ And truly the best of guidance is that of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا And the worst of matters in religion are those that are newly invented. وَكُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ For every newly invented matter in this religion is a bid'ah. It is an innovation. وَكُلَّ And every bid'ah is deserving the fire. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ And every bid'ah is a misguidance. وَكُلُّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ And every misguidance is to be thrown in the fire. It is deserving of the fire. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made this a sunnah to order against bid'ah. For every khatib to stand on this minbar or any minbar, in any khutbah he gives, he must say these words because it is a sunnah. It is a sunnah for him to say it. This is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guidance to order against innovation in religion. And so I leave you with these words. كُلُّ بِدْعَ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ مُسْتَحْدَثٍ فِي الدِّينِ Any newly invented worship that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not worship Allah by, is what the scholars have called a bid'ah. And then if the shaitan finds that you are steadfast in your iman, and you will not commit shirk or kufr, and he finds that you are a person who does not commit bid'ah, or listen to the people who make bid'ah or innovation, he will come to you from the next bab, which is bab al-kabair. He will come to you, and he will tell you to do a major sin. He will come to you and tell you, what is wrong if you leave your salah? He will come to you and he will say, what is wrong if you look at this naked woman? He will come to you and say, what is wrong if you commit zina? He will come to you and say, what is wrong if you don't fast? What is wrong if you don't go to Hajj and you have the money for it? And if the shaitan finds that you will not commit also the major sins, he will come to you from the next bab or the next door, which is the door of as-sagha'ir. He will tell you to commit small and minor sins. He will come to you and he will tell you, what is wrong if you do this small thing? It is just a small, it's a minor thing. Who's counting your sins anyway? It's just a small thing. And I ask you, my brothers and sisters, just like an Imam Ibn al-Jawzi asked the students, when you come to build a fire, do you bring a great big log and try to set it on fire? Or do you bring small twigs? An even bigger twig, and a branch, and an even bigger branch, and an even bigger branch, and then you bring a log to start the fire. This is the same with a sayyi'at. You begin off doing small sins, but then you might end up in a big sin. And from the Islamic sharia, Al-Israr, or keeping on committing a small sin over and over and over and over again, is a kabira. To keep doing a small sin over and over and over again, in itself, is a kabira. And I will leave you with these words about how the shaitan tries to lead us astray. Firstly, he tries to lead us astray by the bab of kufr, and then the bab of bid'ah, and then the bab of al-kabair, then the bab of al-sagair. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from the door of kufr. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from the door of bid'ah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from the door of kabair. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from the door of al-sagair. وأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. نحمد الله ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. إبعاد الشيطان عنا. How to keep the shaitan away from us. How to keep the shaitan away from us. And before I begin, I would like to tell you that these 10 or 12 or whatever points, these are not in order. So do not think that the first thing I say, this is the best way of keeping the shaitan, for only Allah knows the order that they should be in. Second thing that I wish to inform you, is that these are not the only ways of keeping the shaitan away from you. There are many ways, and Allah's blessing on helping us protect ourselves from the shaitan is great. فَنَقُولُ أَوَّلًا تِلَاوَةُ الْقُرْآنِ. Firstly is to recite the Qur'an, and especially the three قُلْ. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ وَقُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ وَقُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. ثانياً, the next thing that you should always be doing is ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For nothing, there is hardly anything that is better in protecting you from the shaitan than the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the next thing is staying as close as you can to the masajid. Staying and praying your salat in the masajid. And giving sadaqah to the masajid. These are also ways of keeping the shaitan away from you. Another way is al-isti'adah, or seeking refuge in Allah from the shaitan, by saying, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, or أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ السَّمِيعِ الْعَلِيمِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Following the order of Allah, وَإِمَّا يَنْزِغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِدْ بِاللَّهِ. If the shaitan is trying to lead you and incite you to do something which is wrong, then ask and seek refuge in Allah from the shaitan. Number three is reading, the next one is Ayatul Kursi. Reciting Ayatul Kursi as much as you can, and especially at night. Being in constant wudu, when you break your wudu, make wudu again. This is surely a way of keeping the shaitan away from you and keeping the angels asking Allah for your forgiveness. Another way is to say, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For this is a sure way of keeping the shaitan away from you. Sending as-salam ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another way is doing as many of the sunnahs as possible. Staying with the people who follow the sunnah. For the shaitan hates the people of the sunnah, as the ulama have said. Another way is saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, before you enter your house, and before you eat. And before you eat. Another way is being as close as you can to the Muslims. Taking them as your awliya, taking the Muslims as your friends. And I do not mean taking Muslims who are not practicing. I mean taking Muslims who you feel will help you in your religion. Who will tell you, Ya Akhi, it is time for Salatul Dhuhr. These are the people we need to be around. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in conclusion to guide us, and to guide others through us, and to make us reasons for other people's guidance. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt, wa afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt. وبارك اللهم لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي بالحق ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأقم الصلاة.